Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our lesson for today, also our text, is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Christ Jesus, whose blood was and is the only sufficient price of our eternal redemption, dear fellow redeemed, and especially you, our Synod's giving counselor, Pastor Basil. Talk about impossibilities. What pastor would be eager to make his primary and practically sole responsibility in preaching to be the subject of money and the Christian's attitude towards their money? Truly, it is a divine call, because only God would be able to call someone to fill such a job. For the most part, Pastor Basil, you are going to be working with fellow Christians who have been blessed with earthly wealth, and you're going to help them accomplish their sanctified desire to support the work of the church in a very responsible way. But you are going to be challenged to remain faithful in your call by primarily declaring the blessed truth that we are redeemed, not with gold or silver, but with Jesus' holy, precious blood. The rich young man that ran up to Jesus appears to have been part of that crowd just before this text that had witnessed the people bringing babies to Jesus for him to bless. And they had heard Jesus say this: "Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And so, as Jesus was starting on his way from that incident, this rich young man hurriedly came before Jesus, fell on his knees before him, and in a note of desperation asked, "What must I do to inherit the eternal life?" He had everything, according to the world, but he did not have the certainty of heaven. He couldn't. Because as we see, he approached God based on the law. How could he become like a little child again, as Jesus said, so that he might enter the kingdom of God? Well, Jesus picks up on his words, "What must I do?" Very law-based. And he reviews the law with him, especially that second table of the law. "To this the man declared with all sincerity, 'All these I have kept since I was a boy.'" So he can go back to being a little child and say with all confidence, "I have kept these since I was a boy." Now, Jesus could have taken issue right away with this and probed the sins of his heart, like hatred, lust, but he focuses just on one thing, his greed. And in response to Jesus' directive to sell all that he had and to give to the poor and follow Jesus, we read, "The man's face fell, and he went away sad because he had great wealth." You know, he probably would have been happy to have heard some amount that he could have given to the temple. It could have been a large amount. He'd be happy to do that. Then he would know that he was right with God to hear Jesus tell him, "This is the amount you should give." But instead, Jesus says, "Sell everything and give to the poor." So when this man leaves, obviously sad, Jesus observes this, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Dan, you will be observing this in your new call, or will you? Will you at times come across people who approach their wealth and their giving the same way as this man? If you do, will you be able to apply God's word faithfully to them, as Jesus did, with great love? Or will you overlook such sins to meet that imagined quota that you think is set by the trustees? Will you be tempted to view things in a worldly fashion like the disciples when they ask, "Who then can be saved? If the rich who are church-going, if they who have all these advantages in life cannot easily be saved, then who can?" Jesus responds that such salvation with man is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. And you know what he did to accomplish what is humanly impossible. He sent his son, his only begotten son, who would not only suffer for the punishment of all of our sins, but to offer up his holy life freely to us all. It was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. It is an empty way of life to serve the God of money, but through his Son, God has redeemed us from this sin of idolatry and all other sins. No gift of money will take away even one sin. But in response to God's great gift to us in his Son, we now have the privilege to show our love and give of our wealth so that God's praise might be declared throughout the world to those like this man who ask, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Pastor Basil, may our Redeemer use you to be faithful in your new call. leading his dear children in their trust in his word alone, and consequently in his blood alone, and to lead them in that trust to give generously and cheerfully to his glory and to the welfare of his church. Amen. We pray. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, that you have heard the earnest requests of your people and have granted us another faithful pastor to serve your congregations gathered together in our synod. Bless the ministry which Pastor Basil is about to assume among us, and grant that we, your people, may ever be willing to hear the voice of your servant speaking in your name, and that he may carry on his work among us faithfully and with joy. Help us to be faithful in the exercise of our stewardship, that in earning we may be just and honorable, and in spending we may seek first not our own indulgence, but your glory and the welfare of your church and our many neighbors that you place in our lives. Cause us always to give generously, with free wills and joyful hearts, as tokens of our love and gratitude toward you. And grant that all such gifts be so wisely used that the work of your church may be prospered and your kingdom enlarged. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Strengthened in the faith as you were. strive faithfully to perform all the duties of your office in conformity with the Holy Scriptures and the confessions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and also in accord with the specifications of your call and the guidance of the Board of Trustees.
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you adorn your office with a godly life, rooted and built up in Jesus Christ? Will you devote yourself to prayer and to the study of the Word, so that your speech will always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone?
I will, and I ask God to help.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them. Pastor Dan Basil, I install you as the ELS Deferred Giving Counselor in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord pour out on you His Holy Spirit for the work committed to you, that you may faithfully perform, proclaim the gospel as you serve God's people. Let us all pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks that you have kept your promise to be with us always and that you continue to provide leaders for your church on earth. Use these gifts and energy of this brother to proclaim your word faithfully, to serve others by his zeal for your kingdom, and to guide the church in the wisdom of the gospel. May he serve diligently to safeguard the church in times of trouble for all error and division, and by his efforts stimulate peace and harmony. Give him joy in his work among us for Jesus' sake, and bless his family during his times of service. May his efforts produce fruit among us so that the cross of your Son is held up before the world and many hear the word of salvation, peace, and blessing that is ours through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace.
Receive now the benediction, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love.